Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. In this installment of our podcast series, we will learn more about the impact that domestic violence has on pregnant women. With me today is Adrian Nada, a domestic violence clinical educator with Laura's House. Welcome, Adrian.
Thanks, Laura.
Can you help us understand what makes pregnant women especially vulnerable to domestic violence?
Well, first of all, pregnant women are 60% more likely to be abused than non-pregnant women, which is a pretty significant difference. Pregnant women are vulnerable to domestic violence, or otherwise known as intimate partner abuse, for a combination of reasons. The reason for each abuser's behavior may vary depending on their personality, mental health, and their individual life experiences. It's important to understand that the abuse of pregnant women does not exist in a vacuum. It would be unusual for a person to be abusive towards their pregnant partner when there have been no previous signs of power and control over others. From a general perspective, we know that domestic violence is a dynamic that occurs as a result of power and control on one side, combined with fear and learned helplessness on the other. The abuser reacts through aggression to bring balance to anything that threatens the power and control he or she has over the partner and relationship. When a woman becomes pregnant, there is a disruption in that dynamic. The abuser often views the pregnancy as a threat to control, as a threat to the control he or she has worked so hard to build and maintain. Jealousy often ensues as the abuser wonders whether the woman will have enough love and attention left after nurturing the baby. The abuser may wonder, will she still need me, or will she leave me? The abuser's insecurities often surface during this time, which will only increase aggressive behavior as the abuser fights to suppress any feeling of weakness or inferiority. Women often report that the first physical incident of violence occurred during pregnancy due to the escalation of their abusive partner's anger and frustration. Another possible reason why pregnant women are so vulnerable during this time is a change in their behavior. As I mentioned before, the abuser needs the woman to be in a state of fear and helplessness to continue the dynamic. A pregnant woman who now thinks about the action of bringing another person into the family could be more motivated to assert herself and draw boundaries with the abusive partner. She may not be willing to stand up for herself, but when a child is involved or comes into the picture, there is a greater likelihood of accessing the courage to diminish the abuser's power. In addition, abusers attempt to use what their partners value most to reinforce the fear. The abuser can usually sense the love that a mother has for her unborn child and use that as threats, as a form of abuse. Violent incidents can be used as reminders of the power the abuser holds in order to keep the woman submissive.
On average, how many pregnant women experience domestic violence?
Well, with the prevalence of pregnancy among women in general and the rate of domestic violence, this problem is very common. Some studies suggest that of all pregnant women, 4 to 8% experience domestic violence, while others have noted that as many as 17% of adult pregnant women are battered. And some say the number of teenagers that are battered during pregnancy may be as high as 21%. And so this data suggests that violence may be a more common problem for pregnant women than preeclampsia and gestational diabetes, conditions for which pregnant women are routinely screened. According to a 2002 study by the Centers for Disease Control, each year, more than 324,000 pregnant women are victims of intimate partner violence in the United States.
Are domestic violence incidents involving pregnant women more violent?
Well, the violence surrounding this population extends beyond that of the individual or the couple to include the child. Obstetric complications such as abdominal pain, premature labor, and bleeding can arise due to the abuse. The complications can lead to postnatal developmental delays. Some studies have established a link between violence and delivery of low birth weight infants. And you know, unfortunately, in more severe cases, violence during pregnancy can result in the death of the mother and her unborn child.
What emotional and psychological impact does domestic violence have on pregnant women?
Well, the emotional implications from the trauma experienced by both mother and child are significant. We know that the emotional effects for victims of domestic violence in general are significant, so we can see this extending to the child or the pregnancy as well. One study found that 1 in 5 abused pregnant women had depressive symptoms. Other studies have confirmed the prevalence of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder among pregnant women. Symptoms of anxiety and depression may lead to poor self-care and adverse physical health outcomes. Due to an elevated stress and the overwhelming nature of the abuse, women could be less likely to seek adequate care during pregnancy. A woman may also experience anxiety due to an unplanned or unwanted pregnancy, which may be the case in some of these relationships.
What can pregnant women do to protect themselves?
Well, if the abuse is escalating, a safety plan must be created. A woman can do this with the help of a therapist or an advocate. She can also request entry into a domestic violence shelter for added protection. A woman who is pregnant and in an abusive situation may feel a greater dependency on the abuser and also increased isolation from the outside world. It's important for these women to build a support system through group participation and reaching out to trusted friends, family, therapists, or other helpers.
Before we conclude this podcast, can you please tell me about Laura's House and the programs and services the organization provides to domestic violence victims?
Sure. Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman called Laura from Orange County, who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services. These services provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
How can someone learn more or get involved with Laura's House?
You can learn more by logging onto our website at www.laurashouse.org or calling 949-361-3775. Women and children in need of emergency shelter can call our toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 866-498-1511. And our Counseling and Resource Center can be reached at 949-361-3775.
Well, that concludes another installment of the Laura's House podcast series. Thanks for joining me today, Adrienne.
Thank you, Laura.